turundusdoktor aitab.
And now we will go to our case study. And the case study is as following. We are a young company and have founded a product that is used in toilets. It's a powder that will cover the water in a water closet with an emulsion. And by that prevents water to splash. We have no idea where to start to enter the market. What should we do? And it's, by the way, the case from a real life. I haven't made it up. It was a young man who was visiting or who was participating in my training last week. And I promised him, such a product, we have to tell about it louder.
It's so your suggestions. Funny that I can't figure out any serious solutions. What I would do to start with is to make a research, but as we were talking about those cross media, I would take the camera with me and I would knock on the doors of people and ask, could I clean up their toilet? And if they allow me to do it, then I would demonstrate them my new product and to film it up.
Using your Sochi example, there were a lot of cameras in the toilets, probably, so you know. You don't need to add any new camera to know.
And I believe, I see those eyes of the people. First, if you go to clean their toilet and then you take some powder out of it and try and make it something new and so try it now. And then people, their eyes are getting big and big and then you film it. And you can make a nice documentary out of it.
Okay, but seriously.
Serious. Okay. I would do it.
Alessandro, what is your suggestion?
Now, are you asking me to be the serious one in this segment?
Because no, we all have to be.
it's rather difficult, actually. This is a tough one, really. Building narratives around toilets and powder, minimizing the splashes, it's a real challenge. I wouldn't suggest them to go any cross-media. Humor, I think it would work, because actually the product itself could have a good use to some people. So it would definitely have its own target market, maybe a niche one, but definitely will be. Building narratives? No. Creating something funny, a video about the real potentials of such a powder and making a joke of it? Why not? That it could go viral. It could be something inspiring, but not an actual narrative around it. Maybe I could be wrong, and maybe some very creative person would come up one day with a narrative, and I will take my words and I would, give my compliments to them if they do so. But yes, this is my answer. I wouldn't apply cross media to it.
For the first, I have to say that the product is really something that for the first time made me think that I don't understand the need or who actually needs the product. But then when I talked to the guys, then they explained that they found the idea in the military, and especially during the time when there is a kind of viruses. And you want to that you don't get the viruses from the water when the water splashes on your skin. So then I understood that maybe really that might be a case. If this is really kind of a hygienic case, so then it might be there might be need in the hospitals. There might be a need in probably public toilets. And if I tried to generalize it that way, then I started to somehow understand that, okay, if there is a need, then there is a solution. But the markets behave differently. If you take the public toilets, then I think the easiest way, actually, this is the type of product that really needs to be, how to say, accessible in the toilets. So we have the machines with Tampax, condoms, douche breath probably in the airports. So let's adjust one product, sell it there. If you find who are building the machines, try to cooperate with them. And I think this could be
one of
solutions.
Don't put in your mouth your sign on it.
Yeah, probably. But probably the international travelers are a bit more kind of wiser than the average one. So probably this could be one of the points that start to cooperate. If you have the product, find out who are making the machines And I think this is the easiest way to kind of reach the market with a wider...
On that, you're actually right. If I think of these sprays that they sell, that you can spray the seat, you know, to sterilize, you know, the seat. So the principle is more or less the same, you know. It's just people acceptance of the product. Of course, now to me it sounds a bit funny because I have never thought of such a powder. But the spray doesn't sound funny at all. So why not?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and then the question is, if there is a spray, try to find out whether the spray is sold and try to go to the same channels by trying to expand the category. And I think that everyone who sells would be kind of happy to get new products within the category. If there is just a spray, it's so tiny that in a store it's difficult to market or even difficult to put it somewhere because people, when they need it, cannot find. But yeah, one of the things is availability that I would like to stress. And of course, if you see that military is kind of the target group, then military, it's a really big market globally, if you look at. But there the question is that I don't understand how much they are tendering and how it's to get into the military market. But probably as the guys were in the military themselves, they know the people whom to talk, who are responsible for the cleaning services probably is the general category. And then, of course, the companies that offer cleaning services. It might be also that maybe it's something that they should use. Maybe it's something that could be added in bigger quantities already in the toilets, so you don't need to use the one-time package. But it's something that really kind of is standard sooner or later. Maybe there is a way to try that. And that the hospitals is also a difficult market and different market also if you compare to military or the international travelers. But there I see also that as they are really aware of their hygiene. And if it really works and they can prove it works, then maybe you might get entrance to the market as well. But the same thing that try to cooperate with the distributors who already distribute the similar type of products. It would be just easier. It's my suggestion.
The film started to run in my head already. It's I would call it an anti-spray. And then you could could use a film or something like... Actually, when it's splashing, then it's this kind of spray that you are getting from the toilet. And if you could show what you are getting from this splash, then you understand that this kind of spray you don't need. So it's a kind of anti-spray or take this spray away. Because there are actually, you always in I think it's in marketing, but in communication, you always try to build the understanding of a problem. First, it has to be strong. Everybody has to understand it. I remember when we had the Chernobyl catastrophe in Ukraine, how many years ago, 20-something, five or I don't know how many. Then I remember people 84. From Ukraine, they came to here in Estonia and they still used the masks and they washed every 5 minutes their hands and everything. And they asked, why don't you do that? Because it was something that in their culture, because of this catastrophe, was so simple. They knew that every bacteria has to be taken away, everything. It's in a way, if you could show this is harmful for people, then you can say, let's take away this risk with our powder. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you a lot. And I hope you guys find some interesting ideas from here and let us know how your business is going to grow. Thank you a lot for this this show, dear listeners. And please listen us again in a week's time, at the same time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies to our address mi@mi.ee.
Could they say send anything beside toilet?
Yeah. Any interesting study where you think that maybe we can add some new ideas to your own perspective.